our confession of faith, we've been working through the Heidelberg Catechism. If you remember, it was organized into three broad categories. First of all, talking to us about our misery. Second, in the main section of the body of the catechism, is the discussion of our deliverance from that misery. And then finally, a section on gratitude. We're now in the middle of that section on deliverance, and we're working through the various truths that are expressed in the Apostles' Creed. And we come to question 55, which has this question: what does the Bible mean by the communion of the saints? Now, communion of the saints refers broadly to two things: the connection of believers to Christ and the connection of believers to each other. The first part of the catechism answer is, first, that believers, one and all, as members of this community, share in Christ and in all his treasures and gifts. Paul tells us in Romans that God gives us gifts in Christ. Paul says, if God be for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? And in 1 Corinthians, Paul spoke about our unity with Christ. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into that one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slave or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. And the Apostle John wrote to believers, that which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you may also have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. But our relationship is not with Jesus. That's not the only one, the relationship we share. The second part of the description of the communion of the saints is our relationship with fellow believers. So the second part of the answer is, second, that each member should consider it a duty to use these gifts readily and cheerfully for the service and enrichment of the other members. Paul pointed this out in Romans when he said, for as we are many members in one body, but all members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given us, let's use them. And then he goes on to describe gifts of prophecy and ministry and teaching and exhortation and giving and leading and mercy, and says, suggests we use those all for each other. Think of the one another commandments in the Bible. It's true that we have a golden rule, love prescribed towards everyone as our neighbor. We must love our neighbors as ourselves. But we're commanded to have a deeper and more forgiving love towards our brothers and sisters in the faith. We're commanded to love one another, to forgive one another, to have care for one another, to wait for one another, to pray for one another, to exhort one another, to comfort one another, and to encourage one another. So we share a special relationship with the other members of the body of Christ. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we are encompassed in the communion of the saints. We thank you that we belong to you and share your gifts in the body of Christ, so that we are even permitted to pray in your powerful name. We thank you for the fellowship of the believers, which begins here on earth but will extend throughout eternity. May we overflow with gratitude and joy for your love and mercy. In your precious name we pray. Amen.